buffet or no buffet on Royal Caribbean? It depends on who you ask.
It will not be a buffet in the beginning. That's how I see it. It depends, again, upon the timing.
That was Royal Caribbean President Michael Bailey speaking with travel agents last week. And this week, Royal Caribbean Chairman Richard Fain.
It doesn't mean that you don't have a buffet. You might have it where all of that is served to you by other people.
Final answer? We'll find out on August 1st. That's the date Royal Caribbean plans to resume sailing. And Virgin Voyages has released more details about its much-delayed launch. According to the company, initial sailings will limit the number of passengers in order to help facilitate social distancing. Although Scarlet Lady isn't looking to sail until October 16th, they are moving the official naming ceremony and maiden voyage for sometime in early 2021. And finally, an MSC Cruise employee who has been stuck at sea for 2 months because of what appears to be a false positive COVID test is finally heading home to Florida. Taylor Grimes was unable to be repatriated until he had 2 negative tests in a row, which finally happened this week. Despite having no symptoms and several negative tests, several tests came back positive, which meant he couldn't travel. And it was a green day on Wall Street for cruise stocks. Carnival Corporation closed Thursday at 14.60, up 3.1%. Norwegian Holdings at 14.03, up 9.7%. And Royal Caribbean at 43.35, up 6.4%. Find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.